Sabbath blessing and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone and also on the radio and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing everyone and this beautiful Sabbath day, March 4, 2017. This is lesson 220, chapter 48, entitled, Who is the Greatest? Our opening hymn is entitled, When He Cometh. When He Cometh, when He Cometh, to make up His jewels, all His jewels, precious jewels, His love and His own. Like the stars of the morning, His brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for His crown. He will gather the gems for His kingdom. All the pure ones, all the bright ones, His love and His own. Like the stars of the morning, His brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for His crowns. Little children, who love their Redeemer, all the jewels, precious jewels, His love and His own. Like the stars of the morning, His brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for His crown. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, would like to open with prayer, Babala.
Could all bow our heads and our hearts and our mind and come humbly before our Godhead. O righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises this blessed Sabbath day. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us through the week. And thank you for the many mercies and miracles that you have wrought, dear Father God, in all of our lives. Lord, I pray that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, dear Father. And I pray that you open up our eyes and our ears and our minds and our hearts, dear Father God, and send your Holy Spirit to encamp about us as we delve into your word of truth and inspiration, dear Father God. Please bless each and every one of us. Thank you for healing their families and friends and loved ones that were sick and shut in, dear Father God. Thank you for uplifting the spirits. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to stand on the faith and to see it come to fruition, our faith come to fruition, dear Father God. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. Please be with each and every one of us that is listening on the phone, that will be listening at a later time, that are not here with us for whatever reason. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. Our scripture for our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 33, from the King James Version, and it reads, And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourself? By the way, this Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled, Who is the Greatest? In our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses.
Matthew 17:22. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. Matthew 17:23. And they shall kill him, and third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. Matthew 17:24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Thou not your master pay tribute.
Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 9. Wherefore Levi had no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised him. Amen.
Matthew 17:25, he saith, yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tributes, of their own children or of strangers?
Matthew 7:26, here saith unto him, of strangers, Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free.
Amen. So today we will cover pages 432 and also 433. We are in this Eye of Ages, page 432, Babala.
The Eye of Ages, page 432. On returning to Capernaum, Jesus did not repair the well-known resorts where he had taught the people, but his disciples quietly. But with his disciples quietly sought the house that was to be his temporary home. During the remainder of his stay in Galilee, it was his object to instruct the disciples rather than to labor for the multitudes. Desire of Ages, page 432.
Paragraph 1. Amen.
Name, praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Where did Jesus and his disciple repair on returning to Capernaum? And what was the Savior's object to do during the remainder of his stay in Galilee with his disciple? If you know the answer to the question, babe, bubble up.
They did not repair to the well-known resorts where he had taught the people, but they quietly sought the house that was to be his temporary home. And it was his object to instruct the disciples rather than labor for the multitude.
Desire of Ages, page 432. On the journey through Galilee, Christ had again tried to prepare the minds of his disciples for the scenes before him. He told them that he was to go up to Jerusalem to be put to death and to rise again. And he added the strange and solemn announcement that he was to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. The disciples did not even now comprehend his words. Although the shadow of a great sorrow fell upon them, a spirit of rivalry found a place in their heart. And continuing on the next slide. They disputed among themselves which should be accounted greatest in the kingdom. This strife they thought to conceal from Jesus, and they did not, as usual, press close to his side, but loitered behind, so that he was in advance of them as they entered Capernaum. Jesus read their thoughts, and he longed to counsel and instruct them, but for this he awaited a quiet hour, when their heart should be open to receive his words. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 432, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What scenes had Christ again tried to prepare the minds of his disciple to receive? And what did the disciple dispute among them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, he told them that he was to go up to Jerusalem to be put to death and to rise again, and solemnly announced to them that he was to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies, which should be accounted greatest in the kingdom.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, from the King James Version.
James chapter 1, verse 9. let every man be swift to hear, let every man be swift to
hear. Soon after they reached the town, the collector of the temple revenue came to Peter with the question, "Doest not your master pay tribute?" This tribute was not a civil tax, but a religious contribution, which every Jew was required to pay annually for the support of the temple. A refusal to pay the tribute would be regarded as disloyalty to the temple in the estimation of the rabbis, a most grievous sin. The Savior's attitude towards the rabbinical laws and his plan reproves to the defenders of tradition.
Afforded a
pretext
for the
charge
that he was
seeking
to overthrow the temple
service.
Now
his
enemies saw an
opportunity
of
casting
discredit upon him and the
collector
of the
tribute.
They found a
ready
ally. Peter saw in the
collectors
question and
insinuation
touching
Christ's
loyalty to the
temple.
Zealous for his
master's
honor, he
hastily
answered, without consulting him, that Jesus would
pay
the
tribute.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What was the tribute that the collector of the temple revenue questioned Peter about regarding whether Christ will pay? And what did Peter see in the collector's question? And for zeal for his master's honor, how did he respond? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
This tribute was not a
civil
tax, but a religious contribution, which every Jew was required to pay annually for the support of the temple, and he hastily answered without consulting him that Jesus would pay the tribute.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 433. But Peter only partially comprehended the purpose of his questioner. There were some classes who were held to be exempt from the payment of the tribute. In the time of Moses, when the Levites were set apart for the service of the sanctuary, they were given no inheritance among the people. The Lord said, "Levi hath no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance." Deuteronomy 10:9. In the days of Christ, the priests and Levites were still regarded as especially devoted to the temple, and were not required to make the annual contribution for its support. Prophets also were exempted from this payment. And requiring the tribute from Jesus, the rabbis were setting aside his claim as a prophet or teacher and were dealing with him as any commonplace person. A refusal on his part to pay the tribute would be represented as disloyalty to the temple, while on the other hand, the payment of it would be taken as justifying their rejection of him as a prophet. Desire of Ages, page 433, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Peter comprehend the purpose of his questioner? Did Peter comprehend the purpose of his questioner? And who were also exempt from this payment? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
No, Peter only comprehended. There were some classes who were held to be exempt from the payment of tribute in the time of Moses and in the days of Christ, priests and Levites were not required to make the annual contribution for its support, and the prophets whom the rabbis were setting aside, Jesus claimed as a prophet. Or
amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Janelle. We are in Desire of Ages, page 433. Bubble up.
Only a little before, Peter had acknowledged Jesus as the Son of God, but he now missed an opportunity of setting forth the character of his master. By his answer, the collector that Jesus would pay the tribute had virtually sanctioned the false conception of him to which the priests and rulers were trying to give currency. Desire of Ages 433.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear Brother Dick, you don't have no sound? Maybe you can refresh the page. By God's grace, we'll be praying for you. Oh, praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Why did Peter miss an opportunity to do when only a little before he had acknowledged Jesus as the Son of God? And what had he virtually sanctioned by his answer to the collectors? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
He set forth the character of his master and the false conception of him to which the priests and rulers were trying to give currency.
Desire of Ages, page 433. When Peter entered the house, the Savior made no reference to what had taken place, but inquired, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or strangers?" Peter answered, "Of strangers." And Jesus said, "Then are the children free. While the people of a country are taxed for the maintenance of their king, the monarchs from children are exempt." So Israel, the professed people of God, were required to maintain his service, but Jesus, the Son of God, was under no such obligation. If priests and Levites were exempt because of their connection with the temple, how much more he to whom the temple was his father's house? Desire of Ages, page 133, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, why did Jesus ask Peter, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers?" And what was his answer before Jesus said, "Then are the children free?" If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Peter answered, "Of strangers, and then are the children free, while the people of a country are taxed for the maintenance of their king, the Morarch's own children are expect." Jesus, in Son of God, was under
no such obligation, how much more he was in the temple of his Father's house.
Amen. Good job, everyone. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 8, also a part of 6 and 7. But this part of the scripture of 28 and 29 of King James.
Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me, he is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. The Father hath not left me alone. The living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, and I seek the final glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory doth send him. The same is true. But no one righteousness is in him. No one righteousness is in him. When he hath lifted up the Son of Man, then shall he know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me, he is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. From John chapters 8, 6, and 7.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time for March the 4th of 2017. In communion with God. Now, what's communion? Communion means we are talking to each other. And when he had sent the multitude away, that's Jesus, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. It's best when we pray alone to God. Matthew 14:23. The strength of Christ was in prayer. Christ retired to the groves or mountains with the world, and everything else shut out. He was alone with his Father. With intense earnestness, this means he didn't think about anything else but only about talking to his Father. With intense earnestness, he poured out his supplications or requests and put forth all the strength of his soul in grasping the hand of the infinite. He was really interested in God's help. When new and great trials were before him, he would steal away to the solitude of the mountains and pass the entire night in prayer to his heavenly Father. He would go where there was no noise and spend the whole night praying to his Father for strength to resist the temptations and carry out the plan of salvation. As Christ is our example in all things, if we imitate or do the same thing as he did, if we imitate his example in earnest, importunate prayer, or ask strongly and earnestly to God that we may have strength in his name, who never yielded to the temptations of Satan to resist the devices of the wily foe, or the sneaky enemy, the devil, we shall not be overcome by him. We won't sin. Amid the perils of these last days, amid the perils means in the middle of dangers. In the midst of the perils of the last days, the only safety for the youth or children lies in ever-increasing watchfulness and prayer. Our only safety is in praying and watching out for temptations. The youth and the children who find their joy in reading the Word of God and in the hour of prayer will be constantly refreshed by drafts. Drafts means a drink from the fountain of life. He will attain a height of moral excellence and a breadth of thought of which others cannot conceive. He'll become really good Christian that understands God's word in the Bible. Communion with God encourages good thoughts. You talk with God and you will have good thoughts. Noble aspirations. You will want to do the best you can and be the best person you can. Clear perceptions of truth. You will know the difference between truth and error. And lofty purposes of action. You will want to do great things for God. Those who thus connect themselves with God are acknowledged by Him as His sons and daughters. Don't you want to be one of His sons and daughters? God says, these are my children. They are constantly reaching higher and still higher, obtaining clearer views of God and of eternity, until the Lord makes them channels of light and wisdom to the world. This person learns so much of God's character that God can make him a witness for him. The strength acquired in prayer to God will prepare us for our daily duties. When we pray, God gives us strength for our work. There is a mighty power in prayer. Prayer will make you want to do right things. Our great adversary, the devil, is constantly seeking to keep the troubled soul away from God. He uses movies and sports and TV to keep people from praying and from studying their Bibles. An appeal to heaven by the humblest saint is more to be dreaded by Satan than the decrees of cabinets or the mandates of kings. Now that sounds pretty far out. But the devil fears the praying boy and girl more than he fears the laws made by a government. Think of that. Sons and Daughters, page 135. And when he had sent the multitude away, he, Jesus, went up into the mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was still there alone. Matthew 14:23. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Day. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and next week we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled, Who is the Greatest? In our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to close with prayer, Babala.
If we call on you and bow our heads and in our hearts, Our Father, we thank you for this meal to have us for today. We thank you for this meal to wake us up this morning. We thank you for this meal to having another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our past experience. Forgive us for our Catholic spirits and let us be able to know what is true, what is false, what is right from wrong. Let us be able to keep on understanding more of your word. Let us be able to keep on spreading your gospel to any person who needs to understand it. Let us be able to also be and show mercy and love to also any sorrowful person or any lowly individual. I pray that you may be able to help us even when in our hardest days, and also let us be able to walk around with you and keep on finding the good fight and keep helping people who follow you instead of their own sinful ways. Let us be able to also be grateful for whatever you've given us, whatever you taught us. We love to look around and looking forward to being with you forever. This is my prayer and this precious morning. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, we will continue in a new chapter, 48, Who is the Greatest? We will continue with part 2, and that will be held on March 11, 2017. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, especially the little ones. We have also prepared activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy. We hope and pray that this Sabbath day will continue being a blessing and restful as well. Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you, for those also that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. God bless everyone.